The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Looks like Kyler Murray is going to go in the NFL draft. And, of course, everybody digs up what Cliff Kingsbury said back in October.
He is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
Lance says that he thinks Kyler Murray is probably early second round,
which means he'll go in the first round. We've just had a good run here of guys who can actually play, but historically, boy, you can make a lot of mistakes, especially in the first round.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm cautious of that, of making that first round error.
I'm really kind of coming around on the Cowboys. You know, looking at the Rams' defense, they've got tons of talent, but their results have not been great this year.
Yeah.
The Cowboys' defense has been pretty solid down the stretch here, and maybe this goes back to my pre-draft quarterback opinions. I still don't trust Jared Goff.
I mean, everybody a week ago was saying, I like Dallas because they're at home and Seattle's a bad road team. Dallas, not a good road team this year. Everyone seems to just be forgetting about it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. Been a pretty full show, mostly sportsy, but you know, we did mix in some other stuff.
Yeah.
Like naked French people. We did make that happen. And all available on podcastarena.com, so you can go check it out there. And for the last hour, at some point here, we'll have Brad Powers, who is we'll start talking a little college basketball.
That's right.
This is where I get out of the way and let you guys go at it. Because,
I'm excited.
Because Brad, obviously great at college football, but also very good at college basketball. AJ, very good at college basketball. So we'll turn our betting interest to there. And so that'll be coming up shortly. But also a lot of other stuff to get to. And, man, it's funny how you're talking about yesterday, how you're already dragging because it felt like it should have been Thursday.
Yeah.
To me, it feels like, okay, this week's about to blow right by because this show's blown right by. So I actually feel like today feels more like a Wednesday. It's very strange.
Yeah.
The holidays mess everybody up.
Yeah. Now that I know that we're into the last hour of Thursday, I'm starting to feel better about where we are in the week.
Good.
Although I've got a toothache.
Uh-oh.
And that, which by the way, has been going around our office. Like Lance Zierlein had a root canal. David Gow needs a root canal. Like
I need a bunch of work done and I've just been putting it off. And,
yeah.
I'm actually, when I get back from Vegas, going to take care of it because it's bad. I broke a crown and it's all kinds of stuff. And so I'm, you know, but yeah. And I hate going to the dentist.
I do too.
There's nothing fun about the dentist. and they can be the nicest people in the world, but I'm automatically going to hate them, and I need to find a good one. So there's that. It's basically a little bit of everything. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Do we have any ETA on Brad, John? Is
anything going on? We are currently testing some levels.
Oh, okay. So we're close. Wow, that tournament that we were talking about that the girl folded,
mm-hmm.
The winner got $5.1 million.
Oh, boy.
Got in on a free roll in a $25,000 tournament. That's amazing. She earned her passage by, we'll talk about that in a little bit. I'll come back. She got on Poker Stars for nothing and won a $5.1 million
tournament. What a life.
And a $25,000 buy-in. Let's go to the lead college football analyst for pregame.com, a complete genius, also very good at college basketball. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Brad, how are you, man?
Excellent. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We're hanging in there. I guess before we get into some hoops, let's talk about that last college football game of the season. I'm guessing you, like many of us, didn't see that coming.
Yeah, no. I fully took Clemson to win the game by four touchdowns.
Yeah, okay.
40-1 ticket with that exact margin. Yeah, I called that one in the crystal ball. No, obviously it's something that hasn't happened in 12 years under Saban. The fact that he lost a game by more than two touchdowns. Forget four touchdowns. More than two touchdowns. So highly shocking result. But I got to be honest with you guys, and I'll ask you guys the question. You know, if they were to play that game next weekend, I still think the line of the game would be close to pick 'em. I mean, that's where I'd make it. What would you guys have the line if they were Alabama or Clemson would play next week?
My guess is probably about the same. And I think the early pick six really kind of swung some momentum for Clemson. And the first quarter was kind of what I expected. It felt back and forth. I felt like Alabama was actually the better team in the first quarter and almost felt like fluky that Clemson was still in it. But then something switched, and I mean, Clemson just took off, and Alabama couldn't keep up with them. But yeah, I still think the talent's so close that you can't. I mean, what number could you put up? What plus number could you put Alabama at before you start to get just hammered?
I don't know if you can put any plus number. I mean, Alabama's been an underdog one time since the end of the 2009 season. If you're hanging three. Alabama plus three. I know I'd have a pretty big ticket on Alabama plus three if that was the case. And what I saw was Trevor Lawrence settled down a little bit. He looked a little rattled early in the game. He settled down a little bit, but also let's not forget his wide receivers made three or four spectacular grabs, and almost all those came on third down. Those end up incomplete. I'm not saying Clemson wouldn't have won the game, but I know for sure they wouldn't have won by four touchdowns.
So after the game, and obviously it's way too early to really get into this, but when I saw the initial odds for the 2020 National Championship, some of the ones that jumped out to me, I like Georgia at 12-1, Michigan at 12-1, Texas is 25-1, LSU 50-1, Mississippi State 50-1, and I even think USC at 80-1 is sort of interesting. Are there any futures for next year that you're already looking at and going, man, this could be a nice squad?
Man, it's tough for me because Alabama and Clemson have been right there at the top the last 4 years, and both teams had their quarterbacks coming back, and I think Alabama will use that four-touchdown loss as motivation in the offseason. If there was one that I thought was a little juicy, and the problem is it's already been bet off. It's been already taken care of. Georgia 12-1. Because I think if you follow recruiting rankings, I can make a strong case the last 3 years of recruiting that Georgia's actually out-recruited Alabama. If you're looking at a high-level talent, five-star talent, Georgia will have more as far as the last three recruiting classes than Alabama will. So if I can get a team that might have the most talented roster in college football – at 12-1, then that looks pretty good to me. The problem was it looked good to a lot of people. That's mostly down to 8-1 at that particular book.
Well, let's get into some college hoops, and I'll start with one of the games that I'm actually playing tonight. I'll see your thoughts, and it brings us to one of the best teams in the country, if arguably the best team at this point. But Michigan, who's now one of only two undefeated teams left, playing Illinois. I'm on Illinois tonight. +9, and I like Michigan a lot, But I think Illinois, despite if you just look at their record and it's 4-11, you say, oh, they're horrible. But I've watched Illinois play a couple times, including a game against Gonzaga where they were very competitive. And Michigan isn't the kind of team that's going to run away from you. They are a slow paced team. Do you think there's any value in that number tonight?
I do, and I'm glad you brought this one up because this is probably one of my top five picks of the night out of the 30-40 games out there. I'm with you. I'm on the Illinois side. +9 earlier in the day. Looks like the money's come in on Illinois here as of late. It's down to 8.5. And here's what I see. Obviously, I think at this point you're starting to pay a premium on Michigan. Why? Because of that zero in the loss column for the Wolverines. In fact, you go back to last year, this team's 29-1 in their last 30 games. The only loss coming in the title game against Villanova. But you're right. It's not a team known to get a lot of margin. In fact, their last seven games, if you look at it, they're 4 points away from having zero covers in their last seven games. And I think another advantage is the spot. Michigan hasn't played a road game since December the 4th. And on top of that, one thing that I love doing as I'm transitioning over from college football to college basketball, we have a lot of teams just starting the last week or so conference play. Huge disparities in the non-conference portion of schedules when it comes to college basketball. And this is one where Illinois, yes, poor record, but they played the fifth toughest schedule in all of college basketball so far. Where's Michigan's schedule rank? Number 140. Add it all up, and I like the Fighting Illini quite a bit.
Well, let's talk about one of the other teams that's already made a big move this season, and obviously high expectations that haven't been met. UCLA, they're a 3.5-point dog at Oregon, and I feel like I don't know if I'm ready to bet on UCLA yet, but I definitely don't know if I'm wanting to bet against them in this spot. I'm not crazy about Oregon right here. What are your thoughts on that UCLA-Oregon matchup?
I really like the over. Now, it's been hammered today, but it's gone up about 9 points so far. It's still sitting at 148. I still like the over, and here's why. Fundamentally, UCLA has changed the last two games without their head coach, Steve Alford. They went to a lot more tempo. They've averaged, UCLA as a team has averaged 95 points per game in their last two wins. Prior to that, UCLA was a dead nut under team. Eight of their previous 10 games, it went under the total. On top of that, Oregon, I expect more pace out of them. Why? Their 7'2" center, Manute Bol's son, Bol Bol, he's been out. He went out in the last game, and that was one of Oregon's only over cash tickets. If you bet the over in that game in their last 7 or 8, so add it all up. I think you got a really good total play here. Over 148 UCLA, Oregon.
The only other top 25 team in action tonight is Gonzaga, who's number 5 in the country at this point. That line, though, 25.5 points at home against Pacific. And a Pacific team that's, I mean, they're not awful. They haven't started off well in the West Coast Conference, but 25.5 points, that just seems like a ridiculous number.
It does, but let's go through Gonzaga, their last five games. All wins, all covers for Gonzaga. Here's what they've been laying in West Coast Conference play. A couple of non-conference games to start, but UT Arlington laying 28.5, covered the game. Denver laying 28, covered the game. How about this one against North Alabama? Gonzaga was a 40-point favorite, covered the game. Against Cal State Bakersfield, 27-point favorite, covered the game. Santa Clara, 26.5-point favorite, covered the game. Normally, I take dog in the big spots there, but to me, Gonzaga, now a little bit healthier, has proven that they're not afraid to get some margin. I'm going to lay off that one. I'm not going to recommend laying 25.5, but I'm certainly not going to take it with the dog.
Yeah, that's usually not a recommended play, 25.5 points in any game. But one of the teams that I actually was really high on this season, and maybe definitely has underperformed is Nebraska. They're one of the marquee teams playing tonight, I guess, since there's not a lot of top 25 teams going. But they're sitting at 11-4, but off to a horrendous start in Big Ten play. What have you seen from Nebraska so far? Since conference play started up, and what do you think of that number at 10.5 tonight?
Before I jump into that, I got a guest here that wants to say something to you guys.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I am Brad Powers' agent.
Oh, hello.
You haven't met me before. I'm Harry Weinstein.
Oh, okay.
And not quite. Yeah, it's a variation on a theme. When you guys are in Vegas and we have dinner, the plan is Brad says it's very important that you guys pay. He's delivering on this segment to such a degree that you guys pay, and we should have a couple of courses, maybe even a prefix.
Oh boy! Well, Fred is management, so I think that he can manage it. If we're up to me, we'd be eating like some sort of food court pizza place. But Fred, I know you guys are all highfalutin.
But remember, Brad's highfalutin. So
I don't know about that.
I think it's very important that foie gras is on the menu. Not that he's necessarily going to get it, but it's needs to be an option.
Okay.
And again, it really isn't a request. It's just as his agent, I'm saying it, and hopefully you'll.
So you're saying this is a demand more than a request?
I think that's fair to say. Yes.
Oh boy.
This kind of feels like a Aaron Rodgers commercial, doesn't it?
Hey, guys, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Have a good one.
We're talking Nebraska?
Yeah, Nebraska.
Yeah, looking at the matchup, I agree with the line move. A little bit of money came in on Nebraska today, and I don't mind laying in here with Nebraska. Why? It's a team that's in must-win mode off a pair of back-to-back losses in Big Ten play. You guys are right. Haven't necessarily lived up to expectations, the high preseason expectations for them. Why? Nebraska was that one team, and if you guys remember last year, in a 19-game stretch, was 18-1 Nebraska. 18-1 against the number. I think they were a little overpriced this season because of that strong finish to the end of last year. But right now, after back-to-back losses, some slight value on the Huskers. I lean with them tonight.
Let me ask you about some of the teams that are local to us. What did you think of UH against Temple last night? What do you think UH is as a team going forward this season?
Not necessarily big-time surprise. And keep in mind, Temple flipped a favorite in that game. So, that obviously ESPN or whatever is going to say, hey, big upset. Houston, the unbeaten team, won the last three unbeatens, goes down in a big upset. Vegas says, no, Houston was an underdog. A lot of Temple money, and I agreed with it. I just thought it was a bad spot for Houston. You looked at the Cougars. That was their first, I think, road game since December the 8th. So in a month time, they hadn't played a true road game. On the flip side, Temple had played a much tougher schedule, and I'm going to hit this theme again. I think about 200 spots higher as far as strength of schedule goes, meaning higher, meaning stronger than Houston. I thought it was a slam dunk, home run spot for Temple. The fact that Houston only lost by four, I'm not going to change the Houston power rating after that one. I still think this is a team that's perfectly capable. As long as they don't suffer a ton of conference losses, they're going to be an at-large team, even if they don't win the conference tournament. I think they can make some noise. And keep in mind, I mean, you guys are well aware, but anyone else listening out there, I mean, they were a very fortunate break as far as Michigan, a team that went to the national title game. That last-second shot doesn't go in. Houston's a team that's sitting there looking fully capable to make a run in the NCAA tournament a year ago.
Where do you power rate Texas Tech right now? Because that team is so fascinating to me. I don't know how really talented they are. I mean, Jarrett Culver's kind of their offense. But that team is so good defensively that it's hard for me to pick anybody against them. But what are you thinking about Texas Tech these days?
Yeah, you know what? I got them right around number 10, 9, 8, 9, 10. And what I see, obviously, like you guys see, I see arguably the best defense in college basketball. And to me, I like that. As far as consistency in the regular season, you need guys that can step up and make buckets when it comes March. But if I'm looking for consistent performance as far as conference play in January and February, my go-to as a handicapper is the teams that are very, very strong on the defense side of the ball in Texas Tech right now. If you're looking at the KenPom ratings, number one in the country as far as defensive efficiency, the question mark I have, they played a relatively lighter schedule. They had the Duke game that was a bad beat if you're taking Texas Tech a few weeks ago. That's their only loss of the season. I'm pretty confident that this is a top 10 team. And, especially when you're looking at Big 12 play in Kansas without their big man, the center, Texas Tech is just as good as Kansas right now in my power rating.
What was your takeaway from that North Carolina State game the other day?
Another great question. And my takeaway was continuation of my theme here on this segment was North Carolina. If you look at matched up the strength of schedule differential, it was like 300 spots different. 300 spots. And you had Big Brother North Carolina getting points against Little Brother. Was not shocked that North Carolina won that game outright.
All right, that is Brad Powers. Always good to get some insight from you, my man, and looking forward to talking to you throughout the season.
All right, sounds good, guys.
And hopefully we're fancy enough for you when we get out to Vegas next week.
And don't listen to my agent. He's got a little bit of different, he's always looking for that extra, he's getting 10% of whatever is going on. So he's always looking to get an extra money. That's not necessarily the case with me.
So you're good with burgers?
I am good.
Okay, cool.
We'll see you guys next week.
All right, Brad.
That's Brad Powers. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Always fun stuff.
All right, guys, let me tell you about my friends out at Man Centers. And if you've been struggling with low testosterone, and maybe you don't even know you've got low testosterone, but you've been sluggish at the gym or at work, you're just having a hard time making it through the day, maybe you're not performing as well as you'd like in the bedroom, it could be low testosterone. And the other guys will tell you, hey, come in and get these weekly injections. Come in every week. You'll feel good for a few days. They don't tell you that you're going to crash after a few days and you're going to be like counting down the minutes till that next injection. And they don't tell you synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. Man Centers, they found a new way. They're helping your body produce its own testosterone again naturally. Three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. Webster now open, really great location. Then off 249 in Tomball. Stop in, get your free general mail wellness checkup. Call them today to set your appointment. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the World's Game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 210 asked Fred, did the books come in today? Like the way they look? Yes, they look great. Jong has his. AJ has his. And if you ordered on Amazon yesterday, you'll have them Friday, I guess. So you'll have yours for the weekend. And we'll have a big signing and release party coming up. I'll have details on that soon. So very happy with the way they look. And want to thank my friend Kurt, who's a big Chiefs fan this weekend. So I'm kind of going against him with my bet. But he's the guy who designed the cover for it. And it just looks amazing. So he also did Acing Racing. I cannot read that name, but he's been on hold forever. Why don't we give him a shot?
T?
T?
Hey, Sports T.
T it up.
Sports guys, can y'all hear me?
We got you, man.
Okay, I know it's been a sportsy show, but I want to ask a question to y'all.
Ask
What about that Eagles-Bears game? Really, just the game itself says that Nick Foles is magical. I mean, it was a low scoring. They only scored 16 points against a team with a crappy kicker and an offense that was new. So people keep saying Nick Foles is magical, but I didn't see magic, and I watched the whole game.
Yeah,
what did y'all see?
That's kind of my opinion as well. I mean, the Eagles they've had a nice little run here, but I'm just not sold that they are they're some sort of a special team.
Well, I think it's kind of like we were talking about the other day, how much I love guys who perform in the fourth quarter. It's one of those recency bias things. I mean, he led them down there to the winning touchdown. He's done that now several times. He's been really good in crunch time, and that's where it comes from. And he did it against a really good defense. But people also forget the Bears drove right back down the field and were in position to win that game. And guy gets a finger on the kick. So, as long as he keeps winning games, then people are going to look at that and say, oh, this guy's clutch and late game magic, which is true, but I don't think 16 points is going to cut it this week.
I don't either.
But I think they may score more than that against the Saints. But I just have a feeling it kind of all ends here. Saints at home in the Superdome. Now, Santos tweeted out a picture. He got his copy today. Cover's awesome.
There you go.
I hope you like the rest of it. The cover's great, but I really hope you enjoy the story. I really think if people who listen to this show will love it. I mean, I really think so. It's all degeneracy and gambling. And there's even an inside joke that only the Blitzers will get about an a-hole poker player. So Yeah, there are some. There's some.
I hope that's you and not me.
No, it's me.
Okay, it good.
Well, it's not me. It's some guy called Falcon.
No,
but but I thought that'd be a fun little joke to throw in there. But yeah, I think when a team keeps finding ways to win like the Eagles are doing, and the quarterback change coincides with a winning streak, people are always going to overstate it a little bit.
Yeah,
but I think. Yeah, and the Saints are really good. I don't think you're going to see this game be as bad as the first one was, but I'll be surprised if the Eagles can stay close. We shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Have we really been that sportsy today?
I guess. I mean, we had like our gym of the day segment, but yeah, it's been pretty sportsy.
Because we had Brad, and
yeah,
and we did a lot of sports the first hour.
That's all right. Sports can be fun.
Can it?
It can be fun.
Okay.
How about this? 4-team teaser. And I mean, I guess if you're looking to play every game and you want to have something in every game, Colts plus 11.5, Rams minus 1, Saints minus 2, Chargers plus 10. I think if you're teasing, that's probably the sides I would want to be with.
Yeah. So run that by me. Was that all the...
It's Colts and Chargers as dogs, so plus 11.5 and plus 10.
Okay, I like that.
And the favorites in the NFC, Rams minus 1, Saints minus 2.
What I get Cowboys at, what, 13?
You would get Cowboys at 13, yeah.
That's the one game I don't feel good about because I could see it being close, but I could see the Rams running away and that 13 wouldn't matter.
Yeah, that's the problem with teasing that Rams game is it could be a close game, but it could also be 13 points may not be nearly enough. So
yeah, huh?
But I think if I were picking sides, that's the four sides I would take for a teaser.
Yeah, I just don't know about the Cowboys game. I'd definitely be on the other three. Well, you know what? Do I have to do all four?
Well, in this game, yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well.
And with what I always say is, and I don't think I'm the only one who says this. I think most guys who gamble say this. Don't tease through zero. So don't tease a dog to be a favorite or a favorite to be a dog, but. The more key numbers you can get through, the better. So with the Saints, you're passing up 7 and 3 to get to 2, which is I think awesome.
That's huge. Yep.
With the Colts, you're passing 7 and 10. I mean, with the Chargers, you're getting to 10, which that's a tough one, man. I don't know what's gonna happen in that game either, but I feel like that's probably the smartest way to do it.
All right.
I think I'm going to be on some Colts money line, by the way.
Yeah, what is it at right now? Is it 170?
Let me pull it up for you here. I have no idea, honestly, off the top of my head. It'll be easier on my phone to see what the action is these days. Currently, it would be plus 200.
Ooh, some value in that.
And it's down, the number, at least on this app, is down to minus or to plus 5 on the Colts.
I think there's some value there.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't seen.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. It's 2 in a row for Glenn.
Dang.
There's not many better people around here than Glenn Davis, in my opinion.
He schedules live Daryl Morey on the show.
Yeah, he's got Daryl Morey on the show tonight.
Dang.
So,
he's got clout. We can't even get Daryl Morey on the show.
We want him.
I mean, we've never asked, but
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure if we did, he'd say no.
Yeah, he'd tell us to bleep off.
Yeah, typical.
Some breaking news, sort of, from Adam Schefter. Bengals would like to hire Rams quarterback coach Zach Taylor after Los Angeles' season ends, league sources tell Mort Report and Schefter. Hmm. It looks like it's Taylor's job to lose. He is the preferred choice.
Boy, he's going to be super disappointed when he gets to Cincinnati and meets Andy Dalton. They've got to make a change there, right?
Yeah, I would think they're one of the teams that's probably in the Nick Foles market.
Or where are they picking?
Well, they have a reasonably high draft pick, but I don't like any of these quarterbacks in this draft. Of course, I've said that before, but
I mean, but at some point, you got to like them better than you like Andy Dalton, right? Mm. Or at least maybe they've got some upside over Andy Dalton. Mm. They pick 11th.
Ugh. Yeah, that's probably not going to get you whoever the top guy is.
God, they're probably going to roll with Andy Dalton this year then.
Well,
good luck.
Hopefully he coaches him up.
Yeah, that'll happen. Andy Dalton suddenly going to get coached up and be Patrick Mahomes.
It does say Zach Taylor has NFL play calling experience. He called plays during a stint as interim offensive coordinator with the Dolphins under Dan Campbell in 2015. Texans fans will remember that he did a pretty good job in one game in that situation.
I don't remember. When was this?
That was when Dan Campbell's first game as interim coach is when they put up all those points on the Texans and killed Arian Foster.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
What happened to Dan Campbell?
His name popped up in a couple of coaching searches recently as a candidate.
So, does he have a job currently?
Yeah, he's somewhere.
A coordinator, I'm guessing?
I haven't really followed him. He's assistant head coach and tight ends coach of the Saints.
Not a bad place to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I'm pretty sure that's why he was
getting... That'll get his resume built up again.
Yeah, yeah. I also have some news that Jong might be involved in here, might like to be involved with here. The HBO has found a person to direct the Game of Thrones prequel pilot.
Mm-mm.
S.J. Clarkson, who did The Defenders and Jessica Jones. I know nothing about this person, Jong. That's why I'm bringing you into this.
Jessica Jones, a lot of people liked. I didn't. I thought it was a little slow. And The Defenders, I didn't particularly watch it. Michael said it was pretty good. So I can't tell you too much about him.
She apparently was supposed to do a Star Trek movie, and then that got canceled. So she was available for Game of Thrones, the prequel. So I'm not as excited about that.
Long Night? Is that the one she's going to be directing?
Yeah, well, whatever the pilot is for that series, whichever one. It just says the prequel pilot.
Yeah, it's a little strange that Dan and Dave don't do that, but...
Well, I think they, from what I understand, they want to move on to another project.
Yeah, so. I think they're doing something with Star Wars.
Well, yeah, they are doing one of those, and then, remember, there was that thing that they wanted to do where the South won the war or something, and that didn't go over so well, so I don't know that actually is going to happen. It's a very weird concept, but... 713-780-ESPN is your number. I think the Bengals, you know, there's going to be secondary quarterbacks available. You mentioned Teddy Bridgewater. Somebody might bring him in to give him a shot. I don't know that he's any better than Andy Dalton at the, you know, coming off that injury. Ryan Tannehill's probably going to get a shot again somewhere. Maybe even Blake Bortles. They resurrect all these cats.
Yeah.
So,
but those are all guys I'd much rather have as a backup at this point.
Yeah, I think Flacco obviously will be a consideration for somebody.
Well, let's talk about that. If you've got a choice between guys like Flacco, Tannehill, Blake Bortles, which one of those guys do you want if you've got to take a retread?
Well, if I'm taking any of those guys, I'm hoping to get the number one pick and get Tua, so I will probably go with Blake Bortles.
Okay, that's the quickest way.
Yeah, exactly. If that guy's your quarterback, any of those guys your quarterbacks, it's unlikely you're competitive, in my opinion. So, I guess Flacco, but boy, he still was just a
guy this year.
He was, and he's
now
been,
granted,
but his numbers have been worse than Andy Dalton's over the last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and not that. I mean, let's face it, the cupboards in Baltimore, as far as offensive playmaker talent, are pretty bare.
Yeah.
Which is why they basically went to an option at quarterback.
Maybe you put him with Green, and you've got something, assuming Green's healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's an upgrade. He's never had anybody to throw the ball to like that in his career.
12 touchdowns, 6 picks this year in 9 games. Mm. Yeah. I mean, he's very ho-hum. Very.
Here's some.
And lost 4 of his last 5 games that he started. Mm.
Tweeting out there's on the Dolphins job. Apparently, the Dolphins have had strong interest in Dallas's Chris Richard and New England Brian Flores, but a league source believes they're leaning toward Flores.
Okay.
I guess stay in the division there. If you can't beat them, try to get one of their guys.
I guess so.
When are people going to stop with the Patriots assistants?
I don't know. I mean, which one's worked?
Crickets.
In the NFL.
Well, do you remember when Matt Patricia went into Detroit and...
Well, he beat the Packers.
No, it went from 9-7 to 5 wins. Yeah. You remember when Romeo Crennel went and became a head coach?
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel just went 9-7.
Well, that's a winning record.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien's got a winning record.
We were 9-7. We won the AFC South.
Yeah, that's right. I almost forgot.
What about Eric Mangini?
No, didn't work out. What's Bill O'Brien's career record now?
We were 9-7. We won the AFC South.
42-38.
Yeah, well, 4 games over 500. And you're making fun of him.
Yeah.
How dare you? How Silly. Dare you, sir?
Silly me. That's my bad.
No. Yeah, I got it, John.
My bad.
Are you awake in there?
Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, guess what? If you drive down south and go to the Greyhound track tonight, you'll be looking at the right thing. You'll be looking at live Greyhound racing, and you should get down there and check it out because this is a short meet, only going to go until February 23rd, so you're not going to get a lot of chances to see quality Greyhounds in person at Gulf Greyhound Park. They've got live racing every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock. Sundays at noon, they've got the big $50,000 Texas Bread Showdown Stakes coming. Easy to get to Gulf Greyhound Park. If you're heading towards Galveston, you just take exit 15 right off the Gulf Freeway in Lamarck. It's right there. And if you don't want to catch the live racing, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you can also get simulcast racing every day. 7 days a week, the greatest Greyhound and horse tracks in America. Gates open daily at 11 a.m. But this is a rare opportunity to see live Greyhound racing. And it's so much fun, especially on a beautiful night like tonight, man. Go out there and sit on that apron and watch. But they have live races every Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday at 7 p.m. on Sundays at noon. And go and check them out. Exit 15 off the Gulf Freeway in Lamarck, gulfgreyhound.com. That's gulfgreyhound.com.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang.
All right, guys, let me tell you about my friends over at My Computer Career. Boy, if you're on the hunt for a new job, maybe you're not happy about how 2018 wrapped up. Change it, man. If you haven't considered a career in IT, I don't know what's holding you back. If you're not a math or a computer guy, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. That'll be everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting soon. Guys, there's a ton of cybersecurity jobs out there right now. They're looking to fill these jobs. My Computer Career is the place to go to get qualified. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. Reminder, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7. Make sure you check out Sports Map today. Great stuff on there. And if you get a chance, you can go and pick up your copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago. You can go to my blog. It's got a link. You can go to Amazon and find it, and hopefully you shall enjoy it. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Hey, Who's your guess on most albums sold in 2018?
I'm not very good at this.
This is more a John question. Yeah. I know you're not that into pop culture. Because
it'd probably be like a Drake or somebody like that.
How about Eminem?
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Biggest selling act of the year at the year-end report from Buzz Angle Music said that he outsold every artist across the globe. 755,000 plus albums sold this year. Kamikaze not being the biggest selling record of 2018 overall, but it was his back catalog that kind of pushed him towards the top. He's followed in the top artist by album sale rundown by K-pop icons BTS. That's your people, right, Jong?
Yep.
You know, have you heard any BTS?
I probably wouldn't be able to recognize their music.
Chris Stapleton in third, and Metallica in fourth. The Beatles, Queen, and Justin Timberlake also were in the top 10.
Question, when you say album sales, are we talking about
online
downloads?
Yeah, like if you buy an album on iTunes, CDs, all of that stuff.
Because I'm not sure how they measure that anymore.
Which, by the way, when you think of 755,000, that was the winner.
Yeah, that's not...
Times have changed. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of albums now, whereas 20 years ago, you'd be going, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, what was it that in the 70s, what was it, Frampton Comes Alive sold? It was millions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a different age now. Jong, have you heard about a Venom sequel?
Yes. I think they're going to be doing a trilogy out of this.
Venom was this article says it was a surprise sensation. I'm not surprised it was pretty big.
Sensation is relative. If you're talking about box office, yes, it was a sensation. But the movie itself, not really a sensation.
Apparently, they are... Yeah, as far as box office, an opening weekend record for October release is $80.2 million, despite mostly bad reviews. And apparently, Carnage is going to be introduced in the sequel, and quite possibly, and I don't know if this is, I'd look for a backup source on this, but Woody Harrelson... Maybe.
Well, if you watch the Venom movie, it's a teaser at the very end of the movie.
Oh, I didn't watch the very end of the movie. So, you, like the post credits?
Yeah, he's Carnage.
Okay, so that will be interesting. And then, 20 years ago this week, Fred, was the debut of The Sopranos.
Yeah, they've been replaying that on HBO.
So they made a list here. The New York Times did, of the 20 best TV dramas that have come out since The Sopranos.
Okay.
They're not in order, so they're just thrown out there. But they say
when they don't put them in order. But
this is basically since The Sopranos was a release, you can argue this was the beginning of the golden age of television.
Right.
Here's what's been released since then. You tell me if you watched and or liked these shows. The West Wing?
Not a fan. My wife loved it.
I didn't watch that show. The Shield?
I never got into it. Tried.
Just I like didn't. The Shield. The Wire, which is an obvious inclusion. I think maybe even better than The Sopranos. Battlestar Galactica?
For some reason, that's something I should have been into. Never really captured me either.
It seems like
I watched
the
original
into.
One, but I don't think that's the one they're talking about. So,
Deadwood.
Oh, God, yes.
I just rewatched Deadwood. It ends on such a... like. There's no resolution right. with Hearst or any of that. It's very frustrating if you rewatch it. Lost?
Nah, not a fan.
I never liked it. John, that seems like a show you would have liked. Lost?
Lost was like Walking Dead for me. It was, I stayed on it for way too long, and I eventually punted on it like you did. I wish I would have punted earlier. Two or three seasons before.
Veronica Mars?
Never saw that.
Grey's Anatomy?
Oh,
which
every woman loves.
By the way, is now on season 14?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's the same thing, like a ridiculous injury or accident happens and they find a way to save the person.
Mm-hmm.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I was never a fan.
I love it. That's one of my favorites. My wife's rewatching it. It's on Stars right now, like Stars on Demand. So she's been binging that. Mad Men.
First 3 years, three of the greatest in TV history. Last three were so awful that, meh.
Breaking Bad?
Belongs on the list.
The Good Wife?
Never seen it.
I haven't seen it either. Jong, you seen that one?
Nope.
Adventure Time?
Never saw that.
Jong, you seen that?
No.
looks like it's a cartoon. Mm. I mean, that's on the it's on the best drama list, though. Enlightened, which I never saw.
Never saw that.
And I think that... Oh, The Americans, which I've mentioned before, I'm a big fan of. Here's another one I've never seen. Rectify.
Oh, I think I did see some of that. I don't remember, but...
The Leftovers.
Yeah, overrated.
Transparent.
Never saw it.
Never seen that one either. Jane the Virgin.
Never saw it.
Atlanta.
Never saw it.
I've seen that, and that one's good, too. No Justified on this list.
Ah, that's
which
silly
is
list,
extremely frustrating. It's on the tough to exclude list.
Oh, well,
was Justified.
Stop excluding.
Game of Thrones also on the excluded list.
Yes.
So they considered them, but did not put them in. And that's Hoffman on Hollywood.
Michael Jackson's Thriller, Eagles' Greatest Hits, AC/DC Back in Black, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard, Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, Eagles, Hotel California, BG, Saturday Night Fever, a couple more. All of those sold. Guess how many copies? Just take a wild guess.
Combined?
Each one.
Oh, over 2 million.
Over 40 million.
Oh, boy.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.